Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Herschel Walker does show and tell. The history of reggaeton. And Chelsea Manning. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Tuning in. Thank you for coming out in person. Thank you for being here. We've got a great show for you tonight. Take a seat, everybody. Take a seat. Elon Musk is putting Ukraine on his family plan. Dulce Sloan is going full on reggaeton. And Herschel Walker joins the Paw Patrol. Plus, Iraqi war whistleblower Chelsea Manning is our guest tonight. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Everybody, before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world, starting with some health news. The FDA has announced that there is a nationwide shortage of Adderall. So, if you don't have a genuine need for it, please save it for anyone who has a legitimate prescription. And if you do have a prescription, now is the time to sell it at school, kids. Cash in. Make that money. In international news, the superstar K-pop band BTS has announced that its members will soon begin reporting for mandatory service in the South Korean military. Yeah, which is great news for South Korea. Oh, because their army is basically unstoppable now. There's no army in the world that is going to take a shot at these guys. Are you kidding me? Who's going to be stupid enough to take a shot? Everyone's a fan. Enemy soldiers are going to be like, ah, I just got stabbed by Jin. This is the last and best day of my life. Oh, in tech news, Kanye West announced today that he is going to buy the right-wing social media platform Parler because, quote, he wants to make sure we have the right to freely express ourselves. And thank God, because I've been waiting to hear Kanye's unfiltered thoughts on things. You just never get to hear that. You guys ever hear of anything he has to say? So shy. All right, let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day. Starting, as we so often do, with Donald Trump. And I know when Trump is in the news, it's usually because he was caught doing more crimes. But this time, it's also because of that. The man loves to crime. What can I say? So, let's find out about his latest one in our ongoing segment, America's Most Tremendously Wanted. You may remember that after he left the White House, Trump created his own social media app called Truth Social, which is basically just Twitter, but for white supremacists. And before you say, wait, aren't the white supremacists already on Twitter? Yes, but on Truth Social, they're verified. Now, believe it or not, there might also be a dark side to Truth Social.
A whistleblower is now accusing former President Trump's social media company of violating federal securities laws. Will Wilkerson is a former executive at Trump Media and Technology Group, which launched the Truth Social platform. He tells the Washington Post that Trump's company tried to raise capital by making fraudulent misrepresentations about its finances. The SEC is now investigating.
The co-founder told the Washington Post the former president asked one executive to relinquish his shares in the company to former First Lady Melania Trump and had him removed from the board of directors when he refused.
What? Donald Trump's social media platform was reportedly engaged in shady financial gimmicks? How? It's called Truth Social. I don't know what to believe anymore. Oh.
You know, one of the most interesting allegations is that he tried to bully one of his board members into giving his shares to Melania, which is just so romantic. Yeah, ladies, find you a man who will commit securities fraud for you. Are you kidding? You have to admit, though, shares in Truth Social are a weird gift, you know? It almost sounds like Trump didn't remember until the last minute. He was just like, of course I remembered your birthday, Melania. I got you. I got Truth Social shares. Surprise. Surprise. Totally love it. Totally love it. And also the tie I'm wearing. The funny thing is, Truth Social is such a failure of a company that she probably didn't even want the shares. You know, it's almost like when your kids give you that gift, but it's just like a piece of macaroni art for your birthday. You know, she was probably just like, oh, so cute. You think this is worth something. Thank you, Donald. Now, just to be clear, though, I am totally on Trump's side in this story. Yeah, yeah. It's the year 2022. If you go into business with Donald Trump and you are surprised that you got scammed, that's on you. What were you thinking? Well, I know the last guy that Trump worked with almost got hanged by an angry mob, but I think I'm going to turn out fine. I don't know what could go wrong. I don't know what could go wrong. But let's move on. From Donald Trump to this year's hot new mini Trump, Herschel Walker. Georgia Senate candidates and closed captioning's worst nightmare. There are a lot of controversies swirling around Walker. His attack on absentee parents, despite being one. His opposition to abortion, despite allegedly paying for one. His attempt to become a senator, despite not knowing how many states America has. And in his first debate over the weekend, Walker tried to clear up one controversy with a little prop comedy.
At a debate Friday night, Herschel Walker responded to accusations that he has pretended to be a police officer by flashing what appeared to be a fake badge.
Gentlemen. I have to respond to that. And you know what's so funny? I am with many police officers.
In a new interview, the former football star says the badge is real. He says he got it from the sheriff of Johnson County, Georgia. Walker clarified it's an honorary badge.
The National Sheriff's Association said an honorary badge, quote, is for the trophy case. Why make the decision to flash it at the debate?
That is totally not true.
You know, I don't know what's crazier in the story. The fact that this man lied about being in law enforcement, or the fact that he pulled out a fake badge during a debate. During a debate. Or the fact that after the Sheriff's Association said that his badge is just an honorary one, he said, no, they're wrong. They're totally wrong. It almost makes me wonder, how many people has Herschel Walker arrested? Huh? Is there someone locked up in his basement right now who's just like, is this a real prison? There's a foosball table in here. He's like, it's an honorary prison. Does he treat every symbolic object like this? Like, people say I'm an absentee father, but if that were true, why would I have this world's best dad mug, huh? Not okay dad, not a good dad, world's best dad. That's official. In fact, I have 7 of these mugs to prove it. And some I haven't even received yet. You know, the saddest part of this story is that there are people who are going to believe that Herschel Walker was in law enforcement because he pulled out this badge. This is something I've learned in America. If people see it, they believe it. It's the same way there were people who believed that Trump actually did step away from his company just because he posed next to a stack of empty folders. Yeah. And you're like, he's lying. People are like, why would he be lying? He's standing next to empty folders. Well, would he stand next to them if it wasn't true? Are you next to empty folders? No, you're not. But it's honorary. Like, Taylor Swift, for instance, got an honorary doctorate from NYU this year. But you don't see her in the operating room like, well, killed another one. Huh? All right, let's get lunch and try again later. Guess maybe I'll try brains next time instead of hearts. I will say the one upside of this whole story, though, is there is some good news, because this means that Georgia voters don't even need to elect Herschel Walker senator. They can just give him a certificate that says honorary senator. He won't know the difference. He won't know. But let's move on to some criminal justice news. Right now, a right-wing militia member named Paul Bellar is on trial for hatching a plot back in 2020 to kidnap the governor of Michigan. Which means every day, the jurors have to look at a man accused of an evil, heinous crime. Just imagine that, every day staring into those eyes. Are you turned on? No, because apparently someone was.
Well, a juror has been dismissed from the trial of three men in connection with the 2020 plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
She was dismissed by the judge on Friday after attorneys accused her of flirting with one of the defendants. Now, the flirtatious behavior was described as nonverbal communication in the form of eye contact and smiles between the juror and defendant Paul Bellar. While the prosecutor originally pointed out the conduct, several others, including Bellar's attorney, stated that they had seen interactions between the two. The judge dismissed the juror out of an abundance of caution.
God damn. First of all, congrats to this woman for finding a new way to get out of jury duty, huh? Truly an inspiration for us all. But I have to say, I'm kind of sad that they kicked off the case. Think of how great it would have been when they read the verdict. We, the jury, sentence the defendant to life with me. I guess the real lesson here is that bad boys stay winning. This guy's literally on trial for trying to kidnap the governor. Huh? And he's still getting love. It's always like this. Every famous criminal has all these groupies who are like, is there a Mrs. serial killer? Oh, there was, but you chopped her into little pieces? So you're single now. But I would like to know how this happened. How did this happen? Because when you report for jury duty in America, they make you watch a video that expressly tells you what you should and shouldn't do.
Please remember, while performing this sacred civic duty, it is important to avoid doing the following things. Reading about the case in the news. Going like this to the defendant. Going like this to the defendants. Going like this to the defendants. Thank you for your service, and please don't try to smash.
Everyone watches that video. How did that happen? All right, finally. Let's talk about the latest news in Russia's war with Ukraine. If you've been following the war, you know that almost everybody has been helping Ukraine fight off the world's worst Botox customer. America is sending weapons. The EU is sending financial assistance. England is sending Prince Andrew. Not to help, they just want to get rid of him. But it may surprise you to know who has been giving Ukraine their internet service and how close it recently came to going away.
Elon Musk reversing course. The billionaire now says his SpaceX company will continue to fund Ukraine's critical satellite service. SpaceX's Starlink internet service has been a vital source of communication for the Ukrainian military during its war with Russia. The reversal coming after exclusive CNN reporting that SpaceX sent a letter to the Pentagon warning that it may stop funding the service unless the U.S. military kicks in tens of millions of dollars each month. Musk tweeting this weekend, "The hell with it. Even though Starlink is still losing money and other companies are getting billions of taxpayer money, we'll just keep funding the Ukraine government for free."
You know, Elon Musk is the only person who can do a good thing, but in the bitchiest way possible. You know, he's just like, guess I'll just keep helping Ukraine for free. Like, look, I'm not going to even try to tell Elon Musk how to use his money, but I will tell you this, Elon. This is not how you get remembered as an inspiring figure in history, right? You're doing a good thing, but then you're saying it like that? Can you imagine if Martin Luther King Jr. had this attitude when he was trying to do his good? I have a dream, I guess. Because I don't see nobody else having a dream, so I guess it's on me. I got to sleep 20 hours a day because these bitch asses don't want to come up with dreams of their own. People be like, Martin,
You want to go to the club, but I can't. I got to go home to sleep because I got to have a dream. This is some bullshit, but I guess I got to do it anyway.
It wouldn't be the same. Can I tell you what I think happened here? What I think happened here is Elon Musk saw an opportunity to be the good guy and make a lot of money. Give the Ukrainians internet, but then over time have the American government step in and pick up the tab. Yeah. But because they said no, now he's stuck. He is. Keep losing money or be the asshole who cut off Ukraine's internet. And I know some people think Elon is evil, but he's not cable company evil. Come on. And I actually get Elon's frustration, because think about it. Weapons manufacturers aren't donating missiles to Ukraine. The U.S. government is paying them. So Elon is going, well, why shouldn't I get paid? And also, like everyone else, I'm sure Elon didn't expect the war to go on for this long. You know, it's sort of like when you hold the door open for someone, right? But then other people keep walking through the door. So you're holding the door for 20 minutes, and finally you let go, and then it slams some old lady in the face. She's like, you broke my nose! And then your boss runs up, and he's like, you're fired! And you're like, I don't even work here. He's like, not with that attitude, you don't. And now you're an asshole, and you're unemployed, just because you were trying to be nice. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a quick break, let's check in on the stock market with our finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody! Good to see you, Michael. Yeah. Monday markets, what is happening in the market today?
I'm crushing it. I mean, I am crushing it like a 19-year-old me used to crush Adderall pills getting ready for the big party I wasn't invited to. All right? So, I also got a hot tip for you. Okay?
Comments.
Got a hot tip. Now, the big financial news today is that Albertsons has been acquired by Kroger. And if this deal goes through, it'll become the second biggest grocery chain in America right after Walmart, okay? But before we get to that, I want to talk to you about that flirting juror, you know, in Michigan.
Yeah.
Everyone says she's flirting. I mean, that's not flirting. You know, she's just being nice. People in New York think someone's flirting just because they haven't pushed you down the stairs, okay? She's just being Midwest nice. I'm from Michigan, okay? I know about I-f***ing, all right? What's she doing this, you know?
What are you doing?
You see how good I am at eye f***ing? Okay. Costa gets the girl's eyes wet, all right? Which technically is crying, but it's a moist eye. Look. Kroger. Let's get to Kroger.
Yeah,
okay.
let's go
Kroger
to Kroger.
Bought Albertsons for $24.6 billion. All right, now that's before you factor in any coupons they may have had. But look, this big jump right here, this is not when Kroger actually acquired Albertsons. In my expert opinion, this is when Albertsons implemented self-checkout, okay? Now, this saved them a lot of labor costs, and that's why the value shot up. But what all grocery stores don't realize is that self-checkout, it's really just inviting us to steal, isn't it? You know, and it takes people some time to figure that out, but when they do, it hurts profits. And that's what you start to see right here. I mean, self-checkout. What, I gotta know what type of mushroom this is now? I don't know. How about I just steal it, okay? Trevor, I had a bushel of carrots, okay? And it's not coming up, and it's not coming up. And then it's like, what's the produce number? I don't know the produce number. So now I'm spelling it out on the keypad. Carrots. K-A-R-R-O-T-S. And it's still not coming up. It's just easier if I steal it, okay? I used to work at a grocery store. I did. I was in charge of stocking the orange juice, but I got fired. I couldn't concentrate. Thank you.
Really?
But actually, I threw a cantaloupe at an old lady I thought she was stealing. So, but look, everybody, look. This supermarket merger, it's great news. Everyone's worried about the price of groceries, but now there's going to be less competition, and a giant corporation will have more power than ever to decide the price of food. And I'm sure they're going to do the right thing. Speaking of doing the right thing, Musk with the internet in Ukraine. I love that he's helping Ukraine. This is so cool. Everyone's helping out. The U.S. is sending weapons. Europe is sending money. Trevor, I assume Africa is sending some of your child soldiers or... Oh, stop! Stop! I can make that joke. I have an honorary African badge. All right? Yeah.
Seriously, Costa?
Yeah.
That's not even what the African badge looks like. Just do the mockets.
Okay, look, I got a hot tip. Here's my hot tip. If you work at a grocery store and you throw a cantaloupe at an old lady, you have to be 100% certain that she was stealing. All right? Now, back to you, Trevor, my fellow African.
Michael Tusk, everybody. That is not an official badge. Do not use that in the streets. All right, when we come back, Dulce Sloan is going to take us to the club, so don't go away.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, every now and then, we ask Dulce Sloan to report on the latest news. But Dulce just talks about what she wants to talk about in another episode of Dulcein'.
Friends, Hispanic Heritage Month just wrapped up, but before we go, I want to talk about reggaeton. And if you don't know what it is, you've probably heard the unmistakable beat of reggaeton before, especially if you have upstairs neighbors.
Can you keep it down up there?
I will not like this song. The roots of this music go back as far as the 70s and as far south as Panama. It could have started further south, but the beats are so big they don't fit through the canal. It was here in the 1980s when music artists started putting Spanish lyrics over Jamaican dance hall songs, creating the new sound of reggae en español. And honestly, I'm glad I wasn't there, because watching Spanish words and dance hall music coming together for the first time, that'd have been too sexy to handle. There's no way you didn't leave that dance floor too pregnant. It's like being the jelly in a Diego Luna and Bad Bunny sandwich. Ooh, delicious. Two of reggaeton's earliest pioneers were Leonardo Renato Alder and Edgardo Franco. Franco would later be known as El General, and even look like if the Fresh Prince got sent to military school instead of Bel Air. These two and other artists grew their new sounds by giving tapes to bus drivers who would bump their music. It's basically the way rappers in Atlanta give their singles to strip club DJs. Except in this case, you hope people jam out to your music while running late for work. In 1985, El General moved to New York City, where he began spreading early reggaeton in the clubs. It almost didn't happen, though. Because while he was in New York, El General also pursued a degree in business administration in an effort to get a real job. You have to wonder, what if that path had worked out? He'd be in an office going, Ernst & Young, this is El General speaking. How may I direct your call? Thankfully, he was sucked back into music, hosting parties and performing. In 1990, he put out the song, Tu Pum Pum, a tribute to the power of the pussy. And El General's cover blew up. It was a hit in mainland America, in Puerto Rico, and spread to Central and South America. The music was spreading so fast it would have made COVID jealous. Not too far from Brooklyn, on Long Island, the defining beat of reggaeton, the dembow rhythm, was popularized by Panamanian rapper Nando Boom. The sound was originally created by Jamaican dancehall musician Chopper Rank, who looks like if Blade became a DJ instead of fighting vampires. From there, the sound moved to a different Long Island, Puerto Rico. And here's where all the Panamanian and New York ingredients finally mixed together to make something special, like sofrito for your ears. It took off at a club called The Noise, founded by the Quincy Jones of reggaeton, DJ Negro. He had been selling hot dogs on the street to get by, and then had an idea to start a club. It was there that the genre became known as El Underground, and created a whole new generation of artists like Evie Queen. They also popularized reggaeton's most famous dance, Pereo. Oh, I know this dance because it's just me in 2005. This is the dance you do when you don't want to pay for drinks. At one point, Puerto Rico's government cracked down on El Underground and tried to regulate the lyrics and Betty O dance moves. But all that did was make El Underground more popular. This was like when your parents tell you not to date somebody, but then that person gets abs. I'm sorry, Mama, you make some good points. But I can wash clothes off his stomach. Later, the genre exploded all over mainstream with the release of the hit song Gasolina by Daddy Yankee in 2004. And Daddy Yankee was everywhere. MTV, Time Magazine, even the campaign trail.
I just want to say thank you, Daddy Yankee.
That's right. You know a genre is big when the old white Republicans start calling. For a little while, reggaeton was huge. But then record companies moved on, and it disappeared in much of America, which basically means most Americans thought it didn't exist anymore. We're like a baby who falls for peekaboo, but with Latin music. But even as America forgot about it, reggaeton went through a rebirth in Medellin, Colombia, the city you recognize from Narcos. Colombian artists like J Balvin, Raekwon, and Karol G gave reggaeton a new, more mainstream sound with lyrics that focus less on violence and more on sex and romance. Like if Neo became Neo. It grew and grew in popularity until America caught on again with
Despacito.
That's right. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee took over the globe with Despacito. It was number one for 16 weeks. This song was so popular, even racists were learning Spanish. Como se dice, go back to your own country. And since Despacito, reggaeton has kept its hold in America, which is great, because this is a genre that is still evolving and becoming more inclusive. You know, it grew out of a rich Hispanic heritage of... Oh, seriously, that neighbor again?
Hey, sorry about before, but can you actually turn it up? Everyone downstairs started dancing, and I just want to keep the party going.
Okay, I don't know how you got in here, but sure. Can we turn it up, please? Thank you. No, thank you. You can get out now. Whew.
Thank you so much for that. Don't stay slow, everybody. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Chelsea Manning will be joining me right here on the show. You don't want to miss it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Is an American transparency activist and former U.S. Army intelligence analyst who disclosed unauthorized government documents during her service. She was convicted of 20 charges and sentenced to 35 years in prison, which President Obama commuted in 2017. She's here to tell her side of the story and talk about her new memoir, Readme.txt, which comes out tomorrow. Please welcome Chelsea Manning. Manning, welcome to The Daily Show.
Hi, how's it going?
It is going well, and you know, your book is one of those books that, strangely enough, I felt like I had read because of how much you had been in the news, because of how big your story has been in not just American media, but in, you know, the telling of America's military operation. Let's start with, I guess, the inception of the idea to write a book. After pulling off one of the largest intelligence leaks in American history,
right,
you were vilified, you served time, You were labeled as a traitor.
Right.
And it felt like the story tapered off over time, and now you've come back and you've reignited many of the conversations with this book. My question to you is why?
Why? I think that it's the fact that my own version of the story, my first draft of history, if you will, hasn't been, you know, talked about as much.
Hmm.
I feel like there's been all the discussion of things that have happened around me and
right.
involving the military, involving other personalities like President Obama, who commuted my sentence. But I feel like my story, my coming of age story, really.
Yeah.
You know, for just trying to tell the story of how I became who I am today, has been kind of left out of the picture. And so I wanted to tell that story.
Yeah, in many ways, you became a lightning rod and an idea, because what you did shook the world. You know, you came out as a whistleblower, and you just, I mean, to name a few of the leaks, and you'll add to them. I mean, it was leaks about murders that the American military had committed and not told anybody about.
Right.
You know, you had told the world about collateral damage and how, you know, this wasn't what we thought it was, and
right.
there were way more deaths than had been previously reported.
As I put it, the true face, the true
yes.
reality of asymmetric 21st century warfare, which is basically like how an occupation, how holding territory with a large occupying army
uh-huh.
during an insurgency actually plays out. It's not surgical.
Right.
It's very, very messy.
What did you hope to achieve by leaking the information?
I wanted another person like me to feel as informed as I did finally about the true reality. I mean, that's why I call it readme.txt, because that is the document. I mean, that's what
right,
I said
right.
in the document.
Did you hope it would change what the U.S. military was doing in the Middle East, or did you think it would shift public perception?
The public discourse, I feel like, is what I really wanted to impact. I feel like at least if the public is informed,
yeah.
then at least, you know, having a conversation
yeah,
with your doctor,
yeah.
you have informed consent.
Right. I just always assumed that you went straight to WikiLeaks. I didn't know how hard you tried to get American media outlets to look at the information and
right.
to have first dibs at it.
Why
do you think they said no, and why do you think nobody got back to you?
Well, it was very difficult. So it was like technical difficulties. You know, we didn't have the tools like Signal. Encryption wasn't widely adopted
mm-hmm,
by
mm-hmm.
traditional media outlets. And, you know, and I didn't trust the telephone system, right?
I don't blame you.
And I didn't trust email. And
right.
I had my reasons for that. So I, you know, trying to avoid that, but also trying to do a physical thing while I only have a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a blizzard. It was just very logistically difficult. And if any one thing, as a, you know, somebody asked me earlier today, like if any one thing had changed, like, yeah, this would have never happened.
Interesting. So you were trying to maintain...
I mean, there was a point in the book where I talk about how I was sitting at Starbucks and uploading this stuff, and it wasn't working. And because of Starbucks internet, it almost didn't happen.
I will say there are parts of the book that are almost comical unintentionally, because you talk about copying, what is it, 750,000 government files onto CDs,
right.
and then you just labeled them, you just wrote band names?
Right. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga.
So I wanted to know, when I was reading this, like, did you write those artists because you assumed that military personnel would be like, oh, that's there's no harm?
Pretty much.
Okay. So you think there were some artists where they would have been like, I want to listen to what's on that CD? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay. Because it was really interesting. You have these CDs. You go to the Starbucks. You start uploading all of this. Was there ever a part of you that was afraid that you would compromise the U.S. more than you would help it?
I don't think so. And I say that because I knew this information.
Got it.
I worked with it every day. I mean, and when, you know, and I think about, like, you know, senior public officials,
mm-hmm.
whenever they have access to this information, they don't understand it.
Well, that's scary.
I mean, it's our job to tell them, but, you know, it's a question as to whether they listen or not. So
you're basically explaining it to them, and then they're working off what you've told them.
Maybe.
Wow.
Depends on how they interpret it.
I couldn't help reading through the book and wondering how much of your life has informed the latter part of your journey. You know, you weren't just famous for being one of the biggest whistleblowers in American history. You also then became famous as somebody who transitioned at a time when the conversation was really rare. You even speak about it in the book, you
right.
know? Was there not a part of you that thought, I'm dealing with my gender. I'm dealing with a world that doesn't accept me the way I am.
Right.
Why get involved in leaking military secrets? Maybe deal with one thing at a time.
I didn't think of it like that. I thought, despite my background, everything else, it was just so clear to me. Like it was crystal clear that something had to be done, and I was very young.
Yeah.
So I think it's also important to remember that the consequences
yes.
for this weren't clear, right? I thought I was going to lose my job, which was a big deal.
You didn't think you'd be sentenced to 3 decades.
Right. Nobody had ever gone to prison before me.
Do you think the American military is more honest now in its operations? Do you think you've shifted the paradigm even slightly?
I think that obviously, you know, the context has changed. I mean, I look at the war in Ukraine, mm-hmm. and I've always found it fascinating that as the Russians invaded Ukraine, I knew more about what was happening in the, from my laptop at home than I would have known about what was going on in Iraq while I was actually deployed there.
Okay,
in
that's interesting.
Intelligence center. Like, this is just the sheer fire hose of information that we receive from every single different angle. And I actually think that it's shifted from not having access to information to having access to so much information that you can't filter out accurate from inaccurate, misinformation from disinformation, and that this is going to be the main struggle that we have moving forward.
And now I was really just like joy poured out of me for you when I found out that you're now DJing as well?
Yes.
That's like a cool journey to be on.
Yeah. I'm DJing my own release party.
What do you play?
What I play?
Yeah.
Electronic dance music, hyperpop. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not Taylor Swift, Gaga, like none of you.
That's my old. That's
okay. You don't. Do you
I
listen?
I mean, I had a Blink 182 era.
Okay. You know. I like that. Well, congratulations on your journey. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, and it's a really
Thank
fascinating
you.
Book. Thank you for being here. Readme.text comes out tomorrow. Chelsea Manning, everybody. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For real.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, please consider supporting the Violence Intervention Program in New York City. They work within Latino communities to end domestic and sexual violence by providing emergency shelter, advocacy for long-term economic stability, and healing for survivors and their children. So if you want to support their amazing work, then please donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, you can't just draw a badge and become a police officer. You have to write police on it, and then you're in.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.